In the first reading of today, St. Paul tells us that whatever we do, we are to do it in the name of the Lord. And then he goes even further and he tells us that whatever we do, we're to work at it from our whole heart and to do it for the Lord. And so we look at those two things and we recognize, even putting into context of the reading of the gospel, where we heard that he didn't work many miracles in his own town because of the lack of faith of the people. Well, the real miracle isn't necessarily going to be external things. The real miracle is going to be what's in our own hearts. It's the internal change that can happen. And that's what we need to even look at in this way as we celebrate the point of St. Joseph as a worker, and that our Lord, who came into this world, chose to be in a family with a laborer, but also to remember that he himself is the one who said, "My Father is at work until now, so am I." So God is a worker. And the word even that's used for St. Joseph is not actually the word for a carpenter, it's more of an artisan, someone who creates things. What does God do? Exactly the same. And so our Lord came into this world, and in a human way, he entered into a family that was a reflection of what heaven was and what heaven is. That is, he entered into a family of pure love. He entered into a family that was hardworking. And that's the example that he gives to us. So when we think of that point then, of doing everything for the Lord, that would change everything. If we go through our daily work, it's easy for us just to get into the routine of, this is just what I do. It's hard sometimes to remember why we're doing it. Sometimes we'll even say, well, it's just because it needs to be done. But why? Because we don't like the way it looks when it gets messy, or we don't like it when this happens or that? Why are we doing what we're doing? It should be within the work of the household, for instance, for the other people. But when we even go to a job, why are we doing what we're doing? You could say, well, I'm doing it so that I get a paycheck, so that I can support my family. That's a good thing. But St. Paul is asking us to look even beyond that, to put our whole heart into what we're doing and to do it for the Lord. It changes the whole perspective on everything that we're doing. If we're doing something for another person, perhaps it's easier for us to do that. But even that, you think of what a doctor does. And while they're dealing, obviously, with other people and their situations, how easy it has become even for doctors just to fall into the idea that this is just a routine thing. They even just talk about things that way. The gallbladder in room so-and-so, and the appendix over in room whatever. It becomes a procedure rather than a person. And so for us to make sure we don't fall into that, into just doing things for the routine of it, just because it needs to be done, or even just because if my house looks this way, I'm more comfortable in it. He's telling us, do it for a higher reason. Do it for the Lord. Put your whole heart into it. Then it's not being done just because I like it better this way, or because it needs to be done, or what would the neighbors think if we didn't mow our lawn, or whatever it is, but rather we're doing it for the Lord. We want this beautiful for Him. We want this done for Him. That actually is a lesson that St. Elizabeth of the Trinity teaches us. Before she went into the monastery, she was quite a pianist. And it got to the point where she just wanted to be in the monastery, but her parents were putting her into all these recitals and all this other stuff. And she came to hate it. She didn't want to play. She wanted to pray. And one day, this is the point that came upon her. Do it for the Lord. And after that, she said, everything changed. I didn't care what the judges thought of me anymore. I wasn't doing it for the judges. I was praying for Jesus. And that's what she would do. She would go into the recitals. She didn't care who was there. If there was no one, if there were just the judges, if there was an audience, it didn't matter. She was playing for the Lord. Because she was playing for the Lord, she wanted to do the best that she could do. Not to impress the judges, not to win a competition, but out of love for Jesus. So if we would do that with anything and everything that we're doing, then it's not just going through the motions. It's not just doing what I do every day at work because the widgets are coming down the line and I just have to do this with the widgets. Like, no, I'm doing this for the Lord. I want this to be perfect and beautiful for Him. I want to do this with the best disposition that I can have. That's something every last one of us is capable of doing. But it requires a change in the way that we're operating, in our own disposition. So something wonderful to ponder as the church gives us this feast, to be able, in a special way, to recognize the dignity of work. All of us have work to do. We can't just sit around. Even the desert fathers recognize that. They were hermits out in the desert. And there was one of them who said, well, you have to work. So he went out and he actually stacked up a whole pile of whatever they were, things from palm trees or something. And every day he would pick them up and move them from one side of his hut to the other. Because he didn't have any other work that he had to do. He was out in the desert. He didn't have to clean the lawn. He didn't have to take care of the house. There was nothing there. But he knew he needed to work. So he came up with this to do every day. So again, you just look at that and say, okay, there is dignity in work because God works and He continues to work and He made us in His image and likeness to do the same. But when we look at everything that is around us, why did He make it? For us, because He loves us. That's why we want to then do everything out of love for Him. To be able to learn from Him how to do this and to act according to the dignity with which He created us and to recognize the dignity of work, that it is fulfilling for us. For just going through the motions, there's nothing fulfilling in it. It's a drudgery. I hate going to work. It's the same thing every day. But if we're doing it for the Lord, it takes on a whole new meaning. So what a beautiful concept as the church gives this to us, as St. Paul lays it out for us. But even just with what is right in our own nature, made in the image and likeness of God, who is at work until now, so are we. All of His work is done out of pure charity. Therefore, if we are the children of God, all of our work should be done that same way.